Please welcome Alicia Klein.
So I've been thinking a lot lately about how Jewish I want to raise my boys. I was raised Jewish, my husband was raised Jewish, but neither of us are religious now at all. But the thing about being Jewish is it's not just a religion, it's also like a culture, a people, and it is something I still identify with. Like, oh, I'm Jewish, I'm American, I'm female. These are things that I identify with and that have like shaped who I am. And something about having kids and like wanting to pass things on to them, and I find myself wanting to share that with them in some way. So I'm gonna just box that up and put that over there for now, and we'll get back to that. I love to walk. I love to walk as a form of exercise. I love to walk around with friends. These days I do a lot of walking, pushing a double stroller. It keeps the babies calm and it gives me a break. And mainly I love to walk as a way of getting to know a new place, a new city. And that started back in college when I did my semester abroad in London. I went, before the semester started, I went with my friends, Nick and Nicole. We went to Italy and southern France to do some traveling. And our first stop was Florence, Italy. And we're there, we're looking at the guidebook and reading all about these amazing museums and this famous art. And I was like, oh God, I hate museums. You know, they're so boring. My parents used to drag us to all the museums in Washington, D.C., and I hate museums. And Nick and Nicole were like, oh God, we hate museums too. Museums are the worst. Let's not go to any museums. Let's not see any art. None of it. And so we didn't. We didn't go to a single museum. Instead, we just started walking around Florence and like looking at the amazing buildings and climbing towers to get like the overlook of the city with all the red roofs and just wandering and getting lost. And when we got tired, we'd find a restaurant and have some pizza or drink some wine and then start walking again. And we had an amazing time for 3 days just walking and wandering and eating a lot of gelato and flirting with Italian waiters. And then we went to Venice and we did it all again in Venice and then southern France in Aix-en-Provence. And then it was time to go to London. And in London, I kept walking. And London is this, you know, huge city, but you just get on the train and just zoom around to another neighborhood and walk there and zoom over here. And the great thing about going to school in London is your classes only meet once a week, because the rest of the time you're supposed to, like, do a lot of independent work, you know? So I had class Tuesday night and then Wednesday. And then I had, like, Thursday through Tuesday afternoon just to wander around and have fun. And in the middle of the semester, we had a whole week off. It was called Reading Week, because you were supposed to do a lot of reading and research. Instead, we went back to the continent. And I wanted to go to Rome, and my friends were like, we've been to Italy. We want to go to Switzerland. So I was like, oh, I'm going to go to Rome by myself and travel by myself. That sounds fun. And then we're going to meet back up in Munich and hop on over to Salzburg, Austria, and do the Sound of Music tour, because we were all theater geeks. So I went to Rome, and I walked around Rome for 3 days, and amazing. And then I got on the overnight train to Munich. I got there early in the morning, and my friends were meant to get off a train shortly after, and the train came and went, and my friends didn't show up. And I was like, oh, it's not a big deal. I mean, this was before smartphones and instant communication, so I was like, they'll probably just be on the next train from Switzerland. There was another train that evening. So no problem, I left my bag in a locker, and I went out to explore Munich. And I had some pickles for breakfast, and I saw some cool clock towers, and anyway, I'm walking down this street, and I see a road sign, you know, the kind with the destination and an arrow, go that way, and mileage, and it said, Dachau, 21 kilometers. And I read it again, Dachau, 21 kilometers, and I had this, like, jolt feeling, like a spasm kind of thing going on. You know, being Jewish is all about being persecuted. Like, every story that you learn, every holiday is the same basic structure. Like, we were Jews, they tried to kill us, we survived. You know, we were Jews, they enslaved us, we escaped. All of it. You know, the big recent one is the Holocaust. We were Jews, they tried to burn us and gas us, and we survived. So Dachau was a concentration camp in the Holocaust, and being raised Jewish, like, we talked about the Holocaust a lot, You know, like, I don't even remember when I first learned about it. We talked about it in Sunday school and Hebrew school and family dinners and sermons and temple and even our Passover Seder, you know, the book that you use for Passover. It tells the story of the Jews being slaves in Egypt and, you know, escaping and Moses parting the Red Sea and all of that. The version of the book that we used had this whole parallel narrative about the Holocaust and little excerpts from Anne Frank and different people. So it was just like saturated, ingrained in me. So I saw this sign, you know, Dachau, 21 kilometers. And I had this like Twilight Zone moment where like 1 minute I'm, you know, it's the year 2000 and I'm 21 years old and the sun is shining and I'm this American tourist in Germany and how exciting it all is. And then like, it's 1938, 1939, and I'm a 14-year-old girl with like a yellow star sewn to my jacket, and I started panicking, like I couldn't look people in the eye. I just kept my head down and my arms wrapped around me, and I was like trying not to be noticed. I don't know if it's some weird like genetic flip, like my ancestry, all of my people are from this like one little corner of the world: Germany, Austria, Hungary, a little bit of Russia, like all right there. As far back as we know, and 100% Jewish. So, I don't know, some weird genetic switch, or, you know, just me being dramatic, theatrical, or loneliness and the abandonment of my friends not getting off the train. But whatever it was like, I just wasn't having a good time anymore, and I just wanted to leave. So I went back to the train station. I got right on a train to Paris, and from there the Channel back to London, and I was home in time to have dinner with my flatmates and laugh about, oh, this silly thing that happened. I'm so ridiculous. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, so I've been thinking about how Jewish I want to raise my kids. And most of the time, I'm like, not at all, thank you. But sometimes, I don't know, I went to my niece's bat mitzvah this summer, and I hadn't been in a temple in like at least a decade, but just hearing the prayers, and like I knew all the responses and the melodies, and like dancing the hora at the party, just ridiculous things. It just felt very normal, and I was like, oh, my little babies, I want them to have this sense of identity. Like, I do think tribes are important, but how to do that without the, you know, the there's this whole us and them thing, like the Holocaust. We talk about the Holocaust so much because don't forget, never again, which makes sense. Like, of course, I don't want the Holocaust to happen again. Let's not forget it. Except that it is happening all over the world, all the time. Persecution, genocide. It's just at this particular moment in time, not happening to us. And we never talked about that. I remember as a kid being Jewish, you know, the Jews are the chosen people. That's what God calls us and we call ourselves. And I remember being, oh my goodness, so grateful that I was born one of the chosen people. Yes. Thank goodness. You know, and I felt bad for my friends that weren't. I felt really bad for them. And I knew a lot of them had similar views in reverse, where they thought I was going to hell because I was Jewish. And I didn't mind because I knew that I was right and they were wrong. You know, so that's the part I really don't want to pass on to my kids. So how do you... you know, have that sense of being Jewish without going through all those steps? I don't know. I don't have answers yet. They're just, you know, I have these questions. These are the things that I'm thinking about when I'm walking around San Luis Obispo pushing my double stroller.